Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you've found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
I'm very croaky, and this is Officer Down. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bezos Street, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Officer Down. Thanks very much to TNS Records for sending us that through. That's from their latest album, Dead Lands, and what a cracking 150 mile an hour punk album that is, my friend.
Excellent. We've played them before, haven't we?
We have indeed played them a few weeks back now. That was a track called Light the Torches. And we will undoubtedly be playing something else from this latest album in the next few weeks, I think. Have you got Officer Down's Bandcamp page? What do you think that is?
OfficerDown.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. It's Tony One, Paulie being Internet Nil. As I say, let's see how you do this week, Tony. You do tend to start well, but then things can go awry.
Yes.
I've got a joke for you.
Okay.
This has come through from Guess Who, Glumbongo, Glumbongo, pissed off in the Congo. If you have a joke for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. That's what Glumbongo did. This says, watch it, Paul. My mate went into a florist and says, I'd like to get some flowers for my girlfriend. Certainly, the florist says. What kind of thing are you after? He says, a tit wank. These are such banned jokes. I can always tell. When you laugh at one, it's one of those ones I expect to hear in backstage at a gig. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. It's definitely one of those. Not that you're actually predictable or anything. Some of the higher brow stuff, I realise, goes over both of our heads. But yes, if you have a joke for us, do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs. Right, I'm going to get on the next track, Tone.
Okay.
That okay? I'll explain about my voice in a bit. It's always a little bit knackered, but, you know, this is happening. Bob Wayne. You remember Bob Wayne?
The name rings a bell.
Yeah, Bob Wayne, cowboy punk, my friend. Might call it cow punk. I'm calling it cowboy punk.
Okay.
This man is a cowboy, and he's punk in a country and western style. And his last, the album before last was called Till the Wheels Fall Off, I think. And this album is called Back to the Camper. And they're real good sort of road album, Americana albums. We got this through via Simon Knott and Simon Says, and I can never remember what this was on. I think it's on People Like You Records. I'm sure Simon will fill me in if I'm wrong. However, what is Bob Wayne's website?
BobWayne.com?
No, BobWayne.org. Unlucky. Poorly being Internet One. Tony one, and this is a tale that starts off slow, but keep listening, it gets going. This is Sam Tucker. Listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Bob Wayne, Sam Tucker, and yes, you might be right in thinking that I think Bob Wayne only picked the name Sam Tucker just so he could say motherfucker with such effect about a minute into that song. But when I listened to it this afternoon, it did really make me laugh. Did I just say you're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now?
Yeah.
Very good. I've said it twice now. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
I realised that was a rhetorical question and that I knew you had some Facebook comments for us, but I'd just like to say it.
Don't give them a peek behind the curtain. It's fine.
All right, I won't let them peek behind the curtain. I won't let people into the mystery of Punky Radio.
No, you've got to keep some mystery. It's been over 9 years now.
Don't peek behind the curtain. God, I should have said that to a few people down the years.
Yes, thanks for your Facebook comments.
So go on then.
If you're on Facebook, please do leave a comment, because you know, not everyone is on Facebook, but some people are. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment. I've had a few this week. First up from Stephen Brookfield, who says, happy birthday. Still not getting paid, eh? Well, the truly magnificent are never appreciated in their lifetime. Jesus, Trotsky, Paul and Tony. Thanks for all the great shows. I, Stephen of the 99ers, might be over late this year. Where are you based? I'd love to buy you a pint or three, catch some gigs, go to footy, see you play live, etc. You did reply, saying, well,
I did reply, but just before we read out my reply, can I say that I was a little bit worried that he was pretty much suggesting he moved in. From everything he planned to do with us. But, all right, Steve, I'll get the spare room ready. How long are you coming for?
Are they USA-based 99ers?
Yeah, they're from Minnesota.
Ah, OK.
Minneapolis, St. Paul. Oh. Twin cities. Prince one side, 99ers the other.
Well, you said, well, the magic of Punky means we're over 100 miles from each other. Separate.
Don't let people peek behind the curtain.
Peek behind the curtain. You see, this is what I'm talking about.
He plays corner peepers.
Separated by the Rock and Roll Highway. There's the M1. But let us know what your plans are. We'll try and sort something out. Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
So we'll see what he says. Thank you for
There's
the comment.
There's some serious curtain peeping going on here,
don't there isn't
there,
we're
giving too much away.
I know. Fatboy's been in touch, saying double Punky.
Never look behind the curtain if Fatboy's the other side of it.
God, no. On the way back from Chester equals Milky Pants. There you go, John. Glad we could make that journey a little bit milkier for you.
Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
He's been enjoying his Punky radio at the moment.
It makes a change.
I think he might have had a breakdown.
Yeah, he seems a bit chill lately. Maybe he's just been nice.
Maybe. Nah. Is so unlike him.
I know.
Something's amiss.
Something's on. But yeah, that's it for this week for Facebook.
I'm sorry, what was that?
That's it for Facebook this week.
Oh, very good. I don't know whether you cut out momentarily there or I just didn't know what was going on. But anyway, that's it for Facebook.
Yes.
We should really get a song for Facebook, shouldn't we? Or something. He's very like, you got any Facebook? Yeah, there it is. Right, cheers, Facebook. Anyway.
Yeah.
Perhaps you get the next band to write a theme for our Facebook section like they would. They'd be a bit too busy. Rocking out, Tony. This is Kamikaze Test Pilots. And Patrick.
ahead.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the birds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Kamikaze Test Pilot's track called Patrick. The reason I said that rather oddly before that is because I was sent that track through this afternoon by a band we played on the show the other week. Are they called Circle of Rage? Did we play a band called Circle of Rage the other week?
Rings a bell.
Yeah, I think we did. Anyway, they said, listen, we're on tour with these boys. We wonder whether you fancy checking them out. And I did. And I thought, yeah, this is right. And as the song went on, I thought, this is, yeah, it's like, it's heavy rock and that. It's metal and that. But it's a little bit odd.
Okay.
And I looked them up online, and one of the descriptions of them around the day is, this band really do rock, if a trifle oddly. Like, nice. And they are. They're a right odd bunch of rockers. But I really, really like them. I hope you did too, Tony. You can find out more about them via their website, which is...
KamikazeTestPilots.com?
No, KamikazeTestPilots.co.uk. Unlucky. Mm. Probably be on the internet too, Tony One. And thanks to whoever it was, think it was Circular Age, haven't got the information at hand, what am I like, etc. We're sending that through. We'll try and find out more about them for future weeks. Did you do anything last week?
I went to the dentist again.
And?
I'm sure he's just fucking with me. Because he's yet again, he's stuck something to my teeth so I can't chew things. I can't put my teeth together. He's put like, he's glued 3 mil of plastic to the back left molar. So I can't actually chew anything.
All right, is he just having a laugh?
I think he is. I'm sure he's just like, every time I leave, he's just going, well, let's see what else we can do to him next time.
I think he's going, oh, well, there's another dentist dinner coming up. I better make sure I've got a story. Get Tony and stick something else to him. So yeah. He's given you no idea as to why he's done this.
He's doing it because he thinks my bite is stopping my teeth from... Because I'm on the last bit of the... I still got my braces on, and
right.
They're not moving properly, so he thinks it's my bite. So he stopped me from biting.
Right.
Which is a bit of a pain.
So you're back on the liquid diet, are you?
I had mashed potato for lunch last night, and mashed potato for dinner today.
For varying reasons, we've had a bit too much soft food this year. We're not doing well. Well, so that was your main... I'll say your main thing. That's a pretty major thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I did the Hitchin Comedy Festival, Tony.
Yes.
It was absolutely brilliant. Yeah, thanks to everyone who came along. We did 11 shows over 2 days, and it was really good fun. And all the acts that were supposed to be there were there. We got more people show up than we were expecting. It all just went really well. And after me having reservations about whether we'd do it in 2015 or not, I'm now thinking of expanding it.
Ooh.
Such is my madness. But the day before that...
Okay.
I had a... Oh, well, I'll tell you... No, I'll wait. The day before that, I went to that their London town to meet up with my friend Natalie, who I met in Oslo, who has moved over here now and is looking for work over here and said she doesn't know that many people. And will they go and have a drink in the town? I went, yeah, sure. So I got there, and fuck me, there's about 20 of them. She knows loads of people. All mostly Norwegian or Scandinavian, and I end up just having a right old laugh with the right bunch of people. Sorry, I'd kind of completely forgotten about that. It was really good fun. But then I thought, oh, I better go home because I've got the Hitchin Comedy Festival this weekend. So I got back to King's Cross nice and early, got on the train, it got out of King's Cross, it had broken down before Finsbury Park. Just to put this in perspective, Finsbury Park is the first stop after King's Cross. It had only gone about a mile and a half, and it just went, I'm not having it, it's too hot. So we had to drag ourselves back into King's Cross and hang about for a while. Anyway, it wasn't as bad as all that, you know, but it was a thing. Anyway, on the Saturday night after the thing, the comedy festival, two of the acts were on, Silky and Trevor Locke. They were staying at mine, so we thought we'd go out and have a drink afterwards. We went out for a drink afterwards, and we went to the King's Arms in Hitchin. That shut at 1:30. We were walking back up the street, and there was a bar I'd never noticed before, which shall remain nameless. They had their door open, some staff having a drink and no one else in there. And I said, should we see if this is open? They went, yeah, all right. So I said, excuse me, are you open? And they said, yes. So we went in, and hardly anyone else did, but they didn't kick us out until 4:30 in the morning.
Oh, right.
I know, it was bizarre. I don't really know what happened.
Huh.
And it wasn't the ideal preparation for Sunday, of course, when I had a full day and I had to do my first preview of my own show, the story of medieval England, etc., etc., and everything went a bit pear-shaped, really, for me. Everyone else had a great time. And Phil Jupitus was there as well, and he was really good fun. And hello to Phil Jupitus. I look forward to DJing with you in Edinburgh. More of that next week. Right, that's what I did last week. Should we get on with two songs in a row?
Yes.
Let's do that. So, two very different songs in a row, but both, Tony, from the Low Countries.
Okay.
That's right. Stay tuned for something from Belgium, but first something from Holland.
Okay.
We had something from Luxembourg in the middle there, and actually we've got, there is another Belgian connection in these two songs, and anyone who can guess it, who isn't the person who said it, gets a prize of some sort. I'm not saying any more than that. There is an additional Belgian connection to these two songs. But anyway, we're about to play a band called The Anomalies, who are, I believe, are they from Amsterdam? I can't remember where they're from now, but they're a big Dutch garage band deal, and they've come through via Slovenly Records. Love playing that. And this is part of a double A-side single that's out right now. We did play the other track the other week, but you know what? I can't stop myself. I love them. Tony, what is The Anomalies' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheAnomalies?
It's not. It's facebook.com/the.anomalies, and anomalies is A-N-O-M-A-L-Y-S. I've forgotten to tell you why I'm throaty. Let's see how we get on with this. This is Deadline Blues.
Johnny was a real snake. With a good face in Kansas. Was making coffins on the mounds. Waiting for last Brazilian. Coffin maker on the day. Now the sun was spreading. Coffin maker on the flight. Waiting for some white lights. You felt that's welcome to you. Waiting for your fresh bean through. As we'll get you good or not. It's Devlin, maybe more. Coffin maker all day, and Einstein calls you great. Coffin maker all his life, waiting for some good guys. Johnny was a real snake. Long black fingers, shaking bones. Don't be afraid, your time's coming. So when you go, your wings be burning. Coffin maker all day, and Einstein. Didn't want to lose. Now it's three, don't have to choose.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Swampies and Coffin Maker from their album Last One Before Snuffing Out. And I am loving that album, Tony. It came out last year and I seem to just play a track of it every once in a while. But they're down as old school psychobilly, but I think there's so much more than that. There's really interesting technical guitar playing and everything, and it's just nothing happens the way it should. And as I've said before, they do remind me a bit of Jean Blur. Well, the Jean Blur probably remind me of the Swampies in that it's all over the place and there's that gravelly vocal and it's all good like that. Anyway, I'm loving it. Should have said before, it's probably been Internet 3, Tony 1. What is the Swampies website?
The Swampies.be?
No, the Swampies.com. And Swampies is S-W-A-M-P-Y-S. Probably been Internet 4, Tony 1. I do like that. So we had Deadline Blues and then Coffin Maker. Can you see what I did there? He's dead and then there's a Coffin Maker.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm amazing. Yeah. And there was a very special extra Belgian in there, but do you know who it was? Right, have you got any geeks for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar. Not quite as harmonious as last week with the Tuesday Club, who, by
beautiful.
The way, enjoyed themselves.
It was beautiful.
But anyway, it's because I'm a bit gravelly. Go for it, son.
Sorry
to scare you with son there.
That's all right. Yes, 12 bar. As previously mentioned, if you haven't signed a petition yet, please do so. It's still on our Facebook page if you dig down there. So go to facebook.com/punkyradio and sign it. Help save it. And also go there this weekend, this Friday the 25th, the Penny Black Remedy, the Green Rock River Band, Mothers of Memphis, the Lone Groover, Rich Rags and Sour Azar. It's a Penny Black Remedy night, presents Bamalan. It's a lot going on there. It's Friday night. How much do you think?
£6.
It is. Saturday night, Pope.
We're at the Tuesday Club, rubbish at guessing despite really brilliant clues.
Even they told him it's always £6, they still said they still
said it's always £6. How much can it be? £8? they're quirky guys.
They're good. They're good. This Saturday, Pope, Antipus, Blessed Mess, Transmission Control Division, and Angry Itch. It's a London calling night.
You're not telling me anymore, but it is London calling night, that's right.
It is a London calling night, yeah.
Is it my imagination, or did Pope play the 12 bar about once a month?
It seems to come up every so often, doesn't it?
Yeah. 12 bar regulars. Pope.
Must be locals. How much do you think? Saturday night.
£6.
Here it is.
You see Tuesday Club?
Easy. Sunday night.
Uh-oh.
X-Contract. The Centen Bombs. And King Cobra. And the Black and the Red. It's Sunday night. Anything can happen. How much do you think?
I'm going to stick with my own recent tradition and go a fiver.
It is a fiver.
Oh, yes. 665 across the road from Number the Beast. See right into his kitchen window from there. Oh, Beast, put your penny on.
It is warm.
And that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12. Yeah, you say it's warm, but it presumably is. The Beast, being used to the fiery pit of hell, should be able to handle the minor heat wave.
I reckon.
Please proceed to
gate 007. You're probably right.
You think that 666 Devastation Drive, or we've never named the street, have we?
No.
That he lives at. Unless you think that is actually hotter than hell.
It is quite warm, but, you know, you're right.
Do you think it's warm enough to skin a pig? Yes, no?
Yes, definitely.
That's handy then, because the next band we're playing this week are called Skin the Pig.
Nice.
How about that? And they were sent through by the same band that sent us through Kamikaze Test Pilots, who I think was Circle of Rage, but I'm losing confidence now. And I don't have information to hand. I'm empty-handed. Ooh. With rock and roll. What do?
I don't know.
Skin the Pig. Also, not your average fare, my friend. I mean, it's rock, Jim, but not as we know it. What is Skin the Pig's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/SkinThePig.
They've got that much right. It's Tony 2, pulling the internet 4. I rise, you fall.
Now
Slut Rope.
You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Skin the Pig. And I don't know whether that's a euphemism.
Right. Not what
I'm going to just let that go.
Yeah.
Are you doing anything this week?
No.
Eating soup?
Yeah. Drinking soup through a straw.
Gazpacho, if it's hot.
Yeah, trying to various ways of like staying alive.
Right.
By eating and drinking things.
And you haven't thought that maybe you can just do it by a 70s dance?
I could try it.
I did a version of Staying Alive once. Have I ever told you this? I did. I wrote it. I never performed it.
No.
It was about this woman and she can't decide whether to go out with this bloke called Dave or this bloke called Clive. And the thing is, Dave's a really good cook. Dave's a really outgoing character and really good fun to be out with and absolutely brilliant. And Clive is more of your homemaker, but he's quite the chef. And
right.
It ended up going, Dave is nice and full of spice, but Clive does fabulous things with rice. Dave is good looking, but Clive is good at cooking, so I'll stay in with Clive. I should probably have performed it at some point. It tickles me every time I hear it. Anyway, yeah, so there you go. There's a window into my mind.
Excellent.
Well, my mind of about 15 years ago. Jesus Christ. Anyway, sorry, are you doing anything this week?
No, work. Because that's the way it flies at the minute.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to Oslo.
Cool.
On Thursday, and I'm having a little night out in Oslo, my mate Darren, on Thursday night. And then on Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be doing the Oslo Comedy Club at Queen's Pub, which is on the corner, effectively, of Brugata and Stenersgata. You go into it from Stenersgata, but the address is Brugata. I'm learning how to say it quite bizarrely. Norwegians don't say it like that. I just do. Anyway, it's going to be really good fun. I'm going to be doing the preview of the show. I'm taking to the end of the Fringe, and I've got four Norwegian comics who will also be previewing the compilation show they're taking to Edinburgh. It's going to be a really good laugh, and you can find out more about it at oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com.
That is correct.
So that is effectively what I'm doing this weekend, voice permitting, but I am taking it easy, and I'm going to great length, Tony.
Yes, you are.
Thanks. Yes. I've had 2 days off the fags.
And you're all right?
So far. I haven't punched anybody.
Excellent.
Or indeed throttled anybody. Or indeed kicked anybody. Or indeed been particularly rude to anybody, although I have been wound up by a couple of people over the last couple of days via the internet. Right, anyway. I'll tell you what. Did you know what? One bunch of people really wind me up.
What's that?
Damn vandals.
Let it go, let the football.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Should point out that was Dan Vandals. And that's the band Dan Vandals, who don't wind me up at all. It's actually Dan Vandals that wind me up, not Dan Vandals.
Yes.
That's a track called Cities of a Plastic World, taken from their latest album, which I strongly recommend you get, and that came via Manila PR. And hello, Manila PR, and hello, Tony and Denise, who I think sent that through. Thank you very much for sending those through. What is Dan Vandals' website?
DanVandals.com?
No, DanVandals.co.uk. Already be on the internet. Hang on, what is it now?
4-3-5-1.
No, you got Skin the Pig, didn't you? You got face
4-2 then.
I asked you about Skin the Pig, didn't I? It's 5-2, I think. Right. Yeah, it is. It's 5-2. It's 5-2. We'll make it interesting. Don't worry. We'll make it interesting.
Okay.
Cool. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Thank God for that.
That's what I thought.
Thank God for that. He's got a twat.
Yes, if you have a twat to nominate, do email me. Even though I've got this one, I still need more. I always need more twats. So do you email me, tony@punkyradio.com. Twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination. It's that simple. All twats received with thanks. And as mentioned last week, as alluded to last week, we have a World Cup top 10 is a twat.
Excellent.
That has finally come through from Sussex Saint.
Thank you, Sussex Saint, even if you are a week late.
A little bit late, yeah. And we nearly forgot about the World Cup, but this all reminds me. Here we go. So, hi,
Hang on. If he's in Sussex, it might just be that the internet superhighway and roadworks around the A23.
Could be.
Yeah.
I heard in the latest podcast, Paul mentioned that someone said they would send in a top 10 World Cup twats and didn't, and that qualified them as a twat. Well, it was me. Sorry. But when I sat down to do the list after the final, it wasn't as easy as I thought. But how about this? If the World Cup isn't too distant in memory already, number one, Gonzalo Higuain. Higuain. That pulled shot in the final was an absolute Carlton Palmer, worthy of a twatting on his own.
Fair point.
Two, David Luiz. Clearly wasn't going to be happy until he had every small child.
Oh, Tony, David Luiz, you should have sent this through to me.
David Luiz, I even watched some of these games, I should know.
Yeah.
Clearly wasn't going to be happy until he had every small child crying in Brazil. Headless chicken at the best of times, and thank goodness he was gone from Chelsea.
He was an unbelievable twat.
He was just standing around all the time, wasn't he, as well?
He spent most of it, even when they were... When they lost 1,000,000 won to Brazil, to the Germans, as a central defender, he spent most of his time attacking, leaving holes in the defence. He was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And he's got a perm.
There you go. Number three, Fred. The only conclusion that he's actually was some bloke called Fred, who wandered onto Brazil into the Brazil dressing room once and convinced them he played for Fluminense. Retirement was the only option. Not sure, I don't understand that one.
First of all, I think it's Fluminense, and secondly, I did mention on Twitter when Fred was substituted that unfortunately they still had Shaggy, Scooby, Daphne and Wilma in the back four. They were awful. Yeah, go on.
Number four, Gary Lewin. Whilst not wanting to ask one who's clearly suffered a horrendous injury, it's a pretty dumb thing to happen to someone who should be looking after the players rather than being looked after.
That was also funny.
What was this one? Was that?
He was our physio who got taken out. Didn't he get taken out in a rare goal celebration?
Yeah, one of our goal celebrations, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was funny.
I can't remember which one it was. What, he didn't score that many goals,
well,
did we?
Well, Tony, there weren't many to choose from.
It must have been the first game then.
We only scored two.
Yeah. Luis Suarez has mentioned already
we
been.
We don't need to say any more about this.
No, already been twatted on Punky, but deserves to take a bite of the cherry. Yeah, done that one.
I don't know about a bite of the cherry.
No, exactly. Number six, Carlos Velasco Carbello, the ref in the Brazil versus Colombia game, spent most of the game saying calm down," rather than dealing with the appalling fouling.
Yeah,
definitely 100% twat.
Also true.
There was some should have been decisions.
It should have been Brazil could have been out a lot sooner than they were, and Colombia We'd probably have beaten Germany, Tone, and probably would have won the World Cup.
That one went down to penalties, didn't it, in the end, that one?
That's fighting talk. Yeah, even the refs. That is the thing. Even when the refs tried to fix it for the Brazilians, they couldn't quite do it.
No.
Not ultimately.
Number seven, the whole of the Spanish team. They were just crap. That's a fair point. Yeah.
I'd go with that.
Eight, Arjen Robben. Brilliant footballer, but such a diver. Twat. Number nine.
Yeah, he also looks like a Ferengi.
Who does he play for?
He plays for Holland, and he was at Chelsea for years, and he's at Bayern Munich now.
Right, okay.
He was one of the stars of the World Cup team.
Right. Didn't watch a lot of the Holland matches.
No.
Didn't watch a lot of the matches.
Is that because you're racist?
No. Number nine, the whole of the England team. See comments about above regarding Spain. That's fair enough, I guess. Number 10, Sepp Blatter. A twat's list just wouldn't be complete without this man being included. I think that's fair enough.
I wish he'd done this in sort of
10 to 1.
I wish the numbering had been the other way around. Because Sepp Blatter, he even rhymes with twatter. He is super twat.
Yeah.
He's fantastically twatty. Anyway, all right, so this is going to be a big one. I agree with all of them.
Okay. Well, yeah. So there you go. I hope that redeems me in the Paulie B world. I guess kind of it does.
It does. Brilliant. Thank you.
So, for all of the above, I'm not reading all of them again.
Yes, you are. Oh, no, you don't have to read out the reasons. Read out the names.
Oh, great. So, for the reasons mentioned, Gonzalo Higuain.
Higuain. Come on, Tony, quicker.
David Luiz. Fred. Gary Lewis.
Oh, you got Fred.
I got Fred. I didn't have Fred.
Go on, from the top, Tony, from the top. I won't interfere, sorry.
Gonzalo Higuain, David Luiz, Fred, Gary Lewin, Luis Suarez, Carlos Velasco Carballo, the whole of the Spanish team, Arjen Robben, the whole of the England team, and Sepp Blatter from the World Cup.
Is a twat. Good work, Tone. Very well done indeed. And now it's time for our last track of the week. And what more fitting than the band The Dorellas, Tony, who've got a new album out right now. And it is like, we don't know what we're calling it. It's sort of glam punk. Are they calling it glunk? I'm not sure, but it's glam, but it's great. It's a really, really, really good album. And this is, I think this is the first track of it. Anyway, what you want to do, Tone, is to find out more about them is go to their website. I'm making this more interesting. To make it a draw, what is the Dorellas website?
TheDorellas.com?
It is!
Is it?
There you go. It was as simple as that, Tony. TheDorellas.com. Well done. It's probably been in the internet five, somehow, Tony, five. And well done, you. And this is Rock and Roller Coaster.
Rock and Roller Coaster.
Rock and roller coaster tonight. Rock and roller coaster. Rock and It's right, baby. Right.
This week, have you had a good time, Tone?
Yes.
My apologies that I've been slightly croaky, and not my apologies to anyone else. I'm sick of saying sorry for things. I'm sod it. Don't care. I don't care anymore. I do care, really. And next week we're gonna have a great time, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, excellent. Because we're gonna make two shows next week. One of which will be the normal show, and one of which will be a special show that you're gonna hear later in the year. And I'm very excited about that too. So please remind people of the internet stations that carry the show while I cheer up.
Yep, we are on the internet, Talk Superstation, which you can find at talksuperstation.com. We're on Pudunk Radio, PODUNK Radio.com, and finally we're on Radio Andra, which is at Radio Andra, ANDRA.SE.
A penis, the greatest gift that I possess. I thank the Lord that I've been blessed with a great big fat penis. Say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
Oh, poog. Oh, even you were grabby then. Oh, poog.